You're listening to Dear Adult Daughter, a podcast for those who want to quiet the inner critical mother, take care of themselves and the relationship they have with their actual mothers, step out of the dysfunctional dynamic altogether, and not be miserable in the process. I got you. So, a few weeks ago, I was participating in an event, an online event that was called Recovering from Narcissistic Parents and Healing Past Family Trauma. And one of the things that I said in my interview is that we often feel so much guilt when we try to set healthy boundaries with our mothers, but that setting boundaries isn't actually harmful, right? I mean, the reason that we feel guilty is because we think we're harming our mothers. And, I said that our mothers might not like it. They might not agree. Their egos, may perceive hurt. Their nervous systems may perceive a threat that's actually not there. And all of this makes sense because our mothers are human. But that she won't be harmed in the true sense of the word. And in response to that particular message, I received a comment from a mother whose adult daughter has estranged herself. And what she said to me was that she watched my talk and she said, "I need to disagree with you that you are not hurting your mother when you create boundaries. The number of parents I have met in support groups who have been suicidal is staggering. No contact puts the parent into a spiral that is extremely dangerous." And I wanted to share my response to her. In response, I wrote, "Thank you for your comment. I don't doubt that parents feel hurt. In fact, one of my husband's adult sons is estranged from us, and we have experienced all kinds of emotions in regards to that, but he is not hurting us or making us feel those emotions. And to imply that an adult child is responsible for whether or not their parent is suicidal is dangerous. Putting that kind of pressure and responsibility on their adult children may likely be why they are setting the boundaries or going no contact in the first place. Adult children are not responsible for their parents' emotional lives. Full stop. Emotional maturity and regulation is a process, not a destination, and it's something that I am still learning and practicing. And no one, at least no one that I know, enjoys unpleasant emotions. But subjecting others to manipulation, control, or abuse because we can't cope with the unpleasant sensations that we have in our body, meaning our emotions, is something that many adult children are not willing to do anymore. And we can see this generationally. Older generations will say things like, "Well, I was whooped and I turned out okay. I respected my parents. Kids these days are a bunch of wussies." And younger generations are like, "Yeah, no, thanks, I'm out." And those are obviously two sort of massive generalizations, but you get my point. My genuine hope is that any parent who finds themselves suffering in this way seeks help. This is what taking responsibility means, and it can be, but isn't always, the beginning of repairing a rupture between a parent and their adult child. And I did this work for myself when I saw what was happening in several of my own relationships, including with my younger sister and my stepdaughter. And I wrote about this in detail in my book, You Are Not Your Mother, Releasing Generational Trauma and Shame. I sat with and processed incredibly painful emotions when I saw that the way my emotional immaturity was impacting these relationships. And there is so much freedom for all of us in our relationships can be so much more authentic, clear, and fun when we do this work. So the bottom line is children, adult or otherwise, can't do that work for their parents. And that's basically what I said to this woman who wrote to me. And she and I actually ended up having a nice back and forth. She appreciated my response, and I'm really grateful for the dialogue that happened as a result. And I just wanted to share that discernment, that distinction here, that, adult children are not responsible for their parents' emotional lives. And I know it can be really uncomfortable for an adult child when their mother, their parent, is hurt or angry. But again, I'll say it again, that's not ours. That is not our responsibility. And it can be really uncomfortable to let our parents sit with and have those emotions and deal with them on their own. I guess that's that's the bottom line. Much love, Karen.